One of the things that I teach that I'm known for is teaching how to identify and address all root causes, because you never have just one root cause. And, you know, we've collected data with our clients in over 18 countries around the world. And we have the data to prove that it's never just one root cause that leads a person into becoming that sick, unable to get better. It's always that perfect storm of a combination of root causes that all pile up on top of each other to the point where the body cannot handle that type of a stressful load anymore. And then that's where people start spiraling down into that dark hole of sickness.
We believe that you are strong by design, and you were made in God's image to have a strong body, mind, and spirit. You're listening to the number one strength and health authority podcast in the world. So let's get ready to unlock your potential and transform your life in today's episode.
Hello there. Welcome to the Strong by Design podcast, hosting today Coach Chris Wilson here at the mic for Critical Bench and all of our fantastic listeners on the other end, new listeners and return listeners. The Strong by Design podcast, we are in a new year, 2023. Getting after it. Already got a few behind us, and we are very excited with the guest that we have today, talking about a topic that is certainly not new to the show, because I absolutely love talking about our brain and our mental health. And I think a lot of people nowadays, we've gotten so much great feedback from past episodes talking about this particular topic, like the keto diet and your brain, or marijuana and impact on the brain, or anxiety and depression, and how, you know, living in a state like that can be so detrimental to our long-term health and throughout our body. And I just think a lot, because there's so much unknown about the brain. And I think a lot of people in particular don't necessarily know much about their brain. And it's an intriguing topic, certainly. And so today we have another expert to dive into some fantastic material. I'm loaded with questions and looking forward to the conversation, certainly. But I again want to say thank you so much for choosing the Strong by Design podcast in our fifth year. It'll be, right around the corner, we'll be into our sixth season here, or entering our sixth year of the podcast in May. And the show has been nothing short of phenomenal. We saw tremendous growth in 2022. The show really took off and turned a corner as we continue to have fantastic guests and wonderful topics, and going as deep as we can on things, and really having honest, I'd say honest, incredible, and people that are just have so much good to say, and we're just trying to share their message with our audience all over the world, heard in over 80 different countries, which is pretty fantastic. To go in and look at all the different countries where we're getting downloads, it just boggles my mind every time I see it. So thank you for choosing us, and please feel free to share this episode with someone at the end who could benefit from the message. I always make sure that when I hear something good on a podcast or an audio book or anything like that, it's so easy to hit a few dots and share it with a friend or a family member. So I encourage you to please do that, because organically, that's really what helps our show grow the fastest and the best, is just people sharing it with others. So thank you for doing that in advance. So our wonderful guest today, Dr. Elena Villanueva. So happy to have her. We got to have a phone conversation some weeks back, and we were introduced to each other and had a wonderful talk and got to know each other a little bit, and kind of talked about, where do we go with this conversation? Because the topic of mental health obviously has so many different directions that we could go in. And as I said, we've talked about this in different capacities in past episodes, recent past episodes, of course. But let me give you a little background of our guest, Dr. Elena. She's a producer and co-host of a five-part series that really is what we're tackling today, Mental Health Masterclass. and as well as, and the five part, so these are some of the different things that she is part of. The Leaky Brain Summit, which leaky brain, no one wants anything leaky. Leaky gut, leaky brain, nothing, right? Leaky Brain Summit and the five-part series Inflammation Masterclass. So she's likes to do a lot of teaching and instruction and sharing her knowledge. She's internationally recognized for ending global chronic illness and the mental health crisis by educating both the public and health professionals that mental health and other chronic illnesses are actually a body or brain health issue and not a disease. Very interesting. She speaks on stages around the globe, teaching evidence-based approaches for finding the underlying causes of chronic illness and brain-related disease and conditions, and how to use holistic approaches to overcome some of these issues and problems that are out there that, in a lot of ways, are overly medicated and Band-Aid fixed. So I really thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. Elena, to be on the Strong by Design podcast. So many different things that we can talk about today, and I'm excited to get into it.
It's so good to be here with you, Chris. And yes, mental health is one of my most passionate subjects to talk about. So I'm super excited to be on here with you and share some of my knowledge and share some wisdom and some hope for others today.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Wisdom and hope. We could use some more of that in the world today, couldn't we? hey, you know, a question that I have, and I'm sure our listeners, what got you interested in this area of health and wellness, if you will, the very broad topic, right, of health and wellness or holistic health? What got you interested in kind of in the mind, in the mental health?
That's a great question. So I had always been interested in becoming a doctor from the time I was like 3 or 4 years old. I come from a family, a lineage of physicians, actually. As I got older, I really discovered that my interest was more in holistic based type of care. And in my late 20s, I went back for my doctorate and I became a chiropractor, and I ended up with 3 sports medicine practices. I traveled around the world working with Olympic athletes, and it was a lot of fun. And that was my version of working in a more holistic model. But it wasn't until several years later that I became very, very sick, Chris, with no answers or solutions from the traditional medical field. And my illnesses were very, very much brain-based, with some really severe physical symptoms and conditions going on as well. Again, with no answers or solutions for it, I ultimately completely lost my memory. So I went into, like a complete dementia, not even knowing my son's name. By the time I was in my mid-30s, I was around 36 years old when this happened. I'm now in my 50s. I didn't know my son's name. I couldn't speak. I couldn't form my words. It was as if I had the dementia combined with a really bad stroke. And yet there were no answers or solutions other than patting me on the head, telling me I was a stressed out single mom doing too much with business, and sent me home with Xanax and an antiviral. And so it was that, going into that very dark place in my life, where I almost lost my life, that ended up leading me into the work that I do today. And now that you know a little bit about my story, because so much of my issues were brain-based, being able to come back from that, Chris, is why I'm so passionate about teaching other people that you're not broken. And it doesn't matter what the doctors tell you. There are answers and there are solutions. And it doesn't matter how long you've had it, how bad it is, how many symptoms and conditions you've been diagnosed with. You can get better. We have over 90% of the people who work with us and go through our programs, over 90% of them have phenomenal and transformative positive outcomes.
Wow. That's fantastic. It's really frightening to hear that somebody like yourself in their middle 30s is having this really an experience that somebody maybe only in their late 70s or 80s is going to have, right? Where you have this pretty substantial memory loss that feels and looks a lot like dementia. That was brought on. Was it brought on mostly from just like anxiety and being kind of maxed out, was there a trauma involved in any way?
You know what? There were many root causes, and that's one of the things that a lot of even holistic doctors are missing when they're looking for the root cause for their patients. They're usually very dialed in or focused on one thing as being the primary root cause. Like, you know, you'll have the mold specialist, or you'll have the trauma specialist, or you'll have, you know, the person who's like, oh, it must be heavy metals, or it must be your gut. And they're missing all the other pieces. And so that's a great place to start our conversation. Well, you know, one of the things that I teach that I'm known for is teaching how to identify and address all root causes, because you never have just one root cause. And, you know, we've collected data with our clients in over 18 countries around the world. And we have the data to prove that it's never just one root cause that leads a person into becoming that sick, unable to get better. It's always that perfect storm of a combination of root causes that all pile up on top of each other to the point where the body cannot handle that type of a stressful load anymore. And then that's where people start spiraling down into that dark hole of sickness.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It reminds me a little bit of a guest that we had at the end of 2022 talking about his experience with suppressed grief and not recognizing it and having the baby, basically this bottled up grief that was just eating him away from the inside out. And it led to a series of anxiety attacks and nervous breakdowns that he could not, it was taking over his life. And until he sought, some professional help and kind of got clear on what it was like, but it was a series of things, you know, repressed feelings and emotions from loss of very important people in his life that he just kind of went on with things, life as usual. And eventually what happens when you keep stacking those experiences up in your life, eventually there's a breaking point, right? Eventually there's a breaking point. But I guess what I'm alluding to, as you said, it's not just one thing. It's a series of things. There's many things involved that will trigger eventually some type of breakdown like this. Just like on the positive, if you look at a high level or elite athlete, it's not one thing that they did that made them elite. It's a series of things, the way they sleep, the way they exercise, of course, the way they eat, the way they de-stress, right? The way they go about their day, their lifestyle. And it's a series of things, right, that lead to them becoming a high achieving or high performance capable person. But if you look at it the other way, like you, what would you say were some of the things that you were dealing with in those early mid 30s that you feel were kind of the key ingredients in this demise?
So it wasn't until years later that I discovered, that I was able to put together all of those root causes. It actually took me close to a decade to get my health back, because no one had answers and solutions. I would find an answer like one piece of the puzzle. I'd find it from an expert. And then, believe it or not, I got a lot of downloads from divine above. I would get a lot of dreams, a lot of downloads that were coming to me about what was going on, you know, through the course of my healing. Plus, then I also had a lot of the education. And so as I started dialing in, as I was able to read again and comprehend the sentences I was reading, because for a while I couldn't even do that. It was like I was almost like a vegetable. Everything shut down. There weren't even any thoughts going through my head. I was just there, right? It was just very, very disconcerting. But as I was able to start comprehending again, and I started jumping into the research, I was just very fortunate because I was able, to fortunately remember a lot of what I learned. And so I was able to start putting the pieces together. But looking back, it was a combination of environmental chemical toxins, the soaps and the shampoos and the perfumes that I was using, right? Storing things in and heating them up in plastic in the microwave, just all that type of stuff. I had some mold in my body as well. I definitely had GI issues. I definitely had leaky gut. And with that, I had a very big imbalance of my ecosystem in my gut. So I had a lot of bacteria that were growing in there and parasites that were growing in my GI tract that were altering my brain chemistry, just really making it even worse, just compounding the issue. The foods that I was eating, right? The alcohol that I was drinking, because I was, leading up to me, to everything completely breaking for me, which, by the way, I lost everything. I lost 3 practices. I lost my home. Like, I was homeless. I mean, it was just too much shame for me to go and tell my parents what was my mom. My father had already passed away. Too much shame to tell her what was happening to me, because there was a lot of trauma in my mind, a lot of belief systems that were not true, stories I created in my mind about me being a failure, a single mother, not working hard enough, all this just stupid lies that, so there was that too, the repressed emotions and the traumas and working way too hard, not allowing my body to sleep, not giving my body the self-love that it needed. I would go weeks without doing anything for myself. I would go, it was a combination of different things. And I mentioned the alcohol. I was drinking alcohol because I wasn't feeling well. I mean, ironically, right? I would go home and couldn't shut my mind down. I had a lot of anxiety and I was getting a lot of short circuits and like brain zaps and the doctors weren't helping me. And this was before everything, like I said, before I woke up one day and couldn't even think or speak anymore. But I would like go home and I'd have 2 or 3 glasses of wine because I was trying to calm my nervous system down. And so, it was really just a combination of different things. All of pretty much every root cause that one could have, with the exception of heavy metals, I had those. And it all culminated with the breaking point being the suicide of my father, who was a physician. And that was my breaking point. That was that one more trigger, that last thing, the straw that broke the camel's back, that just really sent me spiraling over the edge. So I was trying to hold it together, doing everything I could to keep things going. And when that happened, all it took was one more thing, and then everything came crashing down with my mental and my physical health.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is something else. Well, first of all, I can congratulate you for being open and, putting yourself out there like that. It can be a very scary thing for somebody to open up to that degree and really kind of put their life out there like that. So it's very bold and very brave of you to be able to reveal some of those things to our audience and stuff. Because a lot of people, they don't want to air their dirty laundry, as they say.
Yeah. This
will help people, right?
Because
there's somebody
I'm
listening
it.
To this. Yeah, there's somebody listening to this that says, that's me, or I had that issue.
That's exactly why I do it. I truly believe that my mess is my message. When the day that I thought I was going to die, God spoke to me and said, you are not finished yet. Your work has just begun. And my mess is my message. My, what some people might see as my mess, what I used to see as my mess, my dirty laundry, it is a roadmap for other people to have the hope and get the answers and get the solutions that they need, Chris. And so, people who follow me, they know my story. That's why they follow me. That's why they've gone through our programs, because I had the courage to speak up and talk about it. But this is the thing. The end of the story is amazing, because I went from being almost a vegetable to getting my memory back, getting my ability to speak back, being able to help the thousands of people that we've been able to help. So, you know, I would say I'm definitely in alignment with my mission, with my purpose. And a big part of that is sharing the story so that people can have an idea and really go like, you know what? She doesn't just have the education. She has had the experience of suffering greatly and being able to come back from that 1,000%.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, hope is a real thing. I love that line. I don't know if you recall, but one of my favorite movies of all time is easily Shawshank Redemption. And there's a scene at the very end where Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman are sitting next to each other at the prison. And it's right before he escapes. It's right before he does what you didn't know he was going to do. And the big wow moment. And he basically tells Morgan Freeman, tells him hope is a dangerous thing when you're in prison. And he said, hope is the best of things. I'm not quoting it to the letter, but it was basically like you can never give up hope. And so anyone listening, like, have hope for your future, that even when things seem like they couldn't get any worse, and maybe they will continue to get a little bit worse, maybe you're not at the bottom like Dr. Elena was at, but you can recover from it, because the body and the brain is an amazing piece of machinery that can heal, that can come back. And we've seen it time and time. We've heard the stories, right? So there is a possibility for change and for you to come back from where you're at. When we're talking about brain health, I mean, everybody knows somebody that's probably taking something like an antidepressant or dealing with depression on some level. It seems like it's at an all-time high in our culture today, certainly here in the U.S. You hear of a lot of cases of suicide in younger children, younger people, young adults, mothers and fathers, and it's a very, very frightening thing to consider. What would you say for some of those people that are kind of either dealing with that themselves or know on a very personal level somebody that is really indulging, or say indulging, is basically trying to deal with their problems with just prescribed medicines, and that's kind of it. Like that's their fix.
Yeah, likely it's because they don't know that there's anything else.
Right.
And this is what I have to say about the pharmaceuticals. You know, they are amazing at saving lives when they're not killing people, because I mean, pharmaceuticals are the number one killer of people around the planet. And, you know, those statistics have been out there for quite a while, although you'll never hear that on mainstream media. But the pharmaceuticals can do an amazing job at saving a life. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's no different if you're struggling with anxiety or you're struggling with severe depression or big swings in the moods, which they like to label that bipolar, right?
Right,
you know, when it becomes a problem with you living your daily life, right? When the swings become that big. And these medications, they can give you a life raft to hold on to, something that will keep you afloat until you discover and figure out what the real root cause is and take care of that. And that's the piece that a lot of people are missing. Now, people who have been on these medications long enough, they've realized that these medications haven't fixed their issues. That's why they have to be on them for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, changing the dose, increasing the dose, adding more medicines. You know, only when these people have been on them for probably 5 years or longer do they finally realize, like, man, this never fixed it, but it does help me feel better. And then some people notice that it's actually made them worse over time. And the rebound effect of trying to stop any of these type of brain-based meds can be atrocious. It can actually lead people down a really, really dark hole, because it can make it worse. But, you know, for those of you who are either on medication and you've had this realization, and you're looking for other answers, or you were wishing that there were, there are. And yes, if you have a friend who's suffering, or a family member who's been suffering and they've been looking for other answers, there are answers and there are solutions. The body and the brain don't just break. And we've been made to believe that every time something is wrong, that our long-term solution comes from outside of us, i.e. a medication or a procedure or a surgery. That is not true. That is why not only our country in the United States, but pretty much every country around the world, this entire planet is sicker than it has ever been, not just with mental health and brain-based diseases and conditions and disorders, but with every kind of chronic disease. We literally have a very scary pandemic of chronic illness going on around this planet. And it's worse than it's ever been. And there are answers and there are solutions. You're not broken. And the good news is that there are evidence-based approaches. What that means is there are data-driven approaches that you can use, that you can take when you work with the right person. Our approach is evidence-based. And this is why we've not only caught the attention of the public, people that are looking for help, but we've caught the attention of other physicians and practitioners around the world who want to learn our approaches, because we have been able to collect data and collect enough case studies from people around the world to show the consistent positive results, the consistent positive outcomes that our clients are getting when they use these labs that are now available to us that were not available 5, 10, 15 years ago, so that we can determine what root causes you have. There are no labs to determine if you have pent up, stuck trauma or emotions or belief systems that are also contributing. But that is what we can figure out through having a discussion with our clients and having them maybe fill out a few forms to see if that is also another root cause. And then once we can identify, once we look under the hood and we identify all of the root causes that you have that are contributing to your symptoms, conditions, and diseases, then we take a methodical approach to excising each of these root causes. That means getting them out of the body, getting rid of these root causes. And these things take time. All of our programs are 12 months long. Why? Because anyone who tells you that they can put you through a 30, 60, or 90-day program to fix all these chronic issues, they're lying to you. There's no possible way. How do I know this? Because I have collected enough data with follow-up labs to be able to prove and show how long it actually takes the body if we're going to remove chemicals, if we're going to remove mold, if we're going to remove heavy metals. And you can't fix the gut until you remove all that garbage. And then also to identify any stuck traumas, any stuck emotions in the body, which 100% of people have it. So, you know, you can think that you don't, but if you work with us, trust me, we will unpack it and we'll help you find it. And then we'll show you how to get rid of it, and changing the mindset, and then standing in your own power to the most powerful tool you have from healing. Yes, we're going to put you on the right supplements to get the toxins out. Yes, we're going to change your foods. Yes, we're going to heal your gut. Yes, we're going to help balance your brain chemistry. Yes, we're going to help you teach you how you can get off of your medications with your doctor's help. We're going to teach you. And we're also going to teach you what most are not teaching you, your most powerful source from healing that comes from your unconscious mind. It comes from who the essence of who you are, which is your spirit self, who you are, not just the zipped up body that you're trying to run this organ system, this machine. We're going to teach you how you manifest your healing. So we hit all parts of the human condition, Chris. We're hitting all facets, mind, body, spirit. We're hitting all of it to teach you how to heal.
It says it right there above my finger. See?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, because people, it's not a one-dimensional fix. Like you said, it wasn't one thing that caused the problem. So it's not one solution to fix the problem either. And that's always been my question is when someone thinks that a medication, let's say, and listen, I'm not trying to bash Western medicine, right? There's a lot of amazing things that Western medicine gets right. It helps people. It saves lives.
Yes, it does.
It saves lives. But it's not the long-term thing.
It's not helping people with chronic illness. It's helping prevent death, but it does nothing to promote health and longevity and vitality in one's life.
Exactly right. It's not just taking care of a symptom. It's how do we get the weed out from the root so that the weed doesn't grow back, right? So we got to go a little bit deeper. Why was the brain, why was the body at one point in your life operating optimally and healthily, right? And it was healthy. And then why is it not now? Okay. And then just masking that or helping you overcome the pain or the aches and the anxiety, that's one part of it. But how do we then remove that problem from the body now? And make it go away entirely. So you don't have to be on the medication for 5 years, 10 years, because that's not the fix, for sure. So this topic of leaky brain. Now, I've heard leaky gut before, right? I've heard of what a leaky gut is. What's a leaky brain? Like, what would you, how do you define a leaky brain?
Well, that is another really great question, Chris. So all of our body systems have their own ecosystem with barriers. Typically, there is a barrier for each organ system. So, for example, with the gut, a lot of people, if you've talked about leaky gut, like we don't have to go into the long explanation, but the short one would be that, you know, whatever is in the gut needs to stay in the gut until the body systematically and purposefully starts to extract the nutrients and the amino acids and the fatty acids and whatever it needs out of the gut system. Otherwise, everything that's in the gut needs to stay in the gut, or we're going to have some big, big problems. And so there are certain things that can create a breach in the gut barrier, stress, toxins, chemical toxins, mold, heavy metals, all the toxic additives that are put into, you know, fake food, in a combination of all of these things can cause leaky. Medications cause leaky gut all the time. They can actually exacerbate a lot of mental health issues. In fact, this is a little sidetrack. A lot of medications that are given for mental health issues actually create more mental health issues. I have I believe it's either part three or part four of my mental health five-part series. I take a deep dive into medications and showing the science and the proof of how medications given for certain issues actually can exacerbate and make them worse. But going back to the gut system, the vascular system is the same thing. The vascular system is comprised of your veins and your arteries and your heart, right? And the blood needs to stay inside the vascular system. Now, the blood is delivering nutrients to all the cells, tissues, and organs in the body, but it's not, you know, if you tear a vessel inside anywhere in your body, that's called a hemorrhage. And when blood gets outside of that system like that, it's like battery acid to the body, and it can kill you very, very quickly, not just from the loss of blood, but from the inflammation caused from the blood touching the cells, tissues, and organs in a way that it's not designed to. Well, the brain has a blood-brain barrier. It is another system that has its own barrier, and it is a contained system that is not in direct contact with the vascular system. It's not in direct contact with any of the other systems. So there's a barrier there. And all of these barriers are smart barriers. They have lock and key systems to allow nutrients or other things to come in to the system. And they have other special lock and key systems to push toxins out and things that no longer need to be in there. But just like toxins, stress, medications, and so on and so forth can cause a breach in the GI system leading to leaky gut, those same things that can lead to leaky gut can also and do lead to leaky brain. Now, there's one more thing that can lead to leaky brain that doesn't necessarily lead to leaky gut, and that is an actual physical trauma, like a concussion to the head can cause a breach in the blood-brain barrier as well. And it doesn't even have to be a bad concussion. And so, but when this happens and you have a breach, the lock and key systems don't work. So the doors remain open now. The gates that are supposed to be really controlling what comes in and what goes out, the gates are wide open. And so if let's just say that you just ate, food and you got food poisoning, right? That bacteria, if you have a breach in the blood-brain barrier, that bacteria, it'll go into your gut, get out of your gut system because you have leaky gut. It'll jump into the bloodstream and hitch a ride. And before the immune system can even get there to grab it and contain the threat, it's already gotten up into your brain. And there are certain bacteria that can cause massive, massive brain chemistry dysfunction and imbalances. And that is just one example of how bacteria that doesn't belong anywhere, not even in your GI system, right? Of how it can hitch a ride in your bloodstream and end up inside your brain, or toxins, chemical toxins now that are floating around in your bloodstream, looking for a place to hang out. They see an open door and they go right through the blood-brain barrier. And now you've got symptoms, early symptoms of dementia or early symptoms of Parkinson's, or you start having some sudden brain related, like mental health issues that you didn't have before. And so that's just an example kind of what leaky brain is and what can happen as a consequence of leaky brain. And yes, the blood-brain barrier can be repaired.
Yeah, as I said earlier, you know, the body, the brain, everything is an amazing design. And it's not by random chance that it all functions so very well without us even thinking about it or knowing much about the process. Can you imagine if we had to really think about all of the things happening inside our brain and inside our body on a second by second basis? We would have no time for enjoying our day or thinking about our work or anything else, right? There's all these things running in the background. Most of the time, they're running pretty well. Pretty well organized, everything's where it's supposed to be, everything's doing what it's supposed to do. But when those things start running a mess and getting mixed up and doors are left open, right? What happens if you leave the doors open at home on a hot summer day? The bugs get in, the humidity gets in, you're not cooling the house anymore, the air won't stop running, everyone's uncomfortable and sweat, right? It's a mess, it's a disaster. Well, that's what happens inside the body sometimes too. It's amazing, I love it. So how did this, more common things associated with maybe a brain that's not working optimally. So you got fatigue, right? You got maybe somebody struggling to lose weight. There's hormone imbalances. People are having trouble sleeping. These are common things. I mean, gosh, there's millions of people out in the world right now that have chronic fatigue, that are obese and struggling to lose weight, inactivity, nutrition, all those things, right? Their hormones are completely out of whack. They have sleep issues. And this is feeding their anxiety. It's like a big cycle, right? This is feeding the anxiety. They have anxiety because they have all these problems, and all these problems feed their anxiety. So how does your program start to help people work at recovery and starting to like improve and get a hold and get a handle on what is happening in their life?
So the approach that we've been using is all started back in 2019 when I went to my husband and I said, Greg, you know what? I'm going to do a masterclass I'm just going to do a 1 hour masterclass, and I just want to put it out there to the world. I just want to see if it's received or whatever. And even if people are not super interested in it, this is going to be something that I'm going to make mandatory as a part of what, you know, for all clients that I work with moving forward. I'm going to have them watch this because education is key. You know, awareness and education is the first step to any type of transformation in your life. And, you know, I mean, seriously, right? That's when the light bulb goes off. And so I started out to create a 1 hour masterclass. I had so much information to share. It turned into about seven, eight hours of slides. I had hundreds of slides. So I ended up turning this into a 5-part series. And in this series, I present the problems. Then I talk about the science behind why people are having these problems. Now the light bulbs go off and they go, oh my God, that's probably why I've had, oh my God. You know, it's like every day of the series, people watch and go, and they have those, oh my gosh, moments like, oh my God, like now I'm understanding why I'm feeling this way. And, you know, or what are the possible causes? And then we go into talking about the solutions. And so, you know, when people start having struggles, first of all, the best thing that you can do is start looking for solutions sooner than later. Don't do what I did. I kept, I was doing what I knew of at the time, and biohacking wasn't even a thing, but I was basically biohacking my body. I was giving my body things to overcome the symptoms so that I could keep pushing myself beyond limits. I mean, I was a single mom running a home with a child and 3 practices and traveling around the world with athletes. I mean, that was a lot on my plate. That's a lot for anybody to manage. And all I did was when I had these symptoms, I would just find something to biohack. Like I'd push myself through the symptom instead of trying to figure out, well, gosh, this is serious. Why am I feeling this way? So don't wait until you end up to a place where you wake up one morning and you've got to go to the hospital because you think you had a stroke or maybe you did, God forbid, like, you know, or you wake up in your memory, like you literally can't remember anything. Like, don't wait. If you're having symptoms of brain fog, if you're not remembering stuff, that is not a symptom of getting older. So that right there is the first lie. Just because you're getting older does not mean it's normal to start forgetting where your keys are. You forget what you had for breakfast. You can't remember what you had for lunch. You're like confusing your dog's name with your kid's name. Like, you know, like start looking for help now and then get educated. That's what our 5-part series is for, Chris. And I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to watch some of it and that you were fascinated with the information. In our 5-part series, each day we take a deep dive into the concepts, the science, and the solutions for all the different root causes of mental health and brain-related different types of conditions and disorders. So like, for example, part one, it's all about food. And I don't just talk about how gluten can cause bipolar. I show you case studies of my real clients, and I show you published research that shows how gluten can activate your immune system to start attacking your brain tissue. And so I'm showing the science so that when I'm talking about how food can affect you, it's not just another doctor talking about it. I'm showing you the research behind it. And I show you our own case studies, real before and after case studies of people who have had bipolar, people who have had schizophrenia, people who have had severe anxiety, depression, all kinds of things like that. And I take you through and show you all their befores and afters, what we found that were the root causes, including food, for example, in part one. And then I start showing everything that we did so that they could heal and get better, including all of their follow-up labs to show the improvement in their body and brain and immune function. And then their symptom sheets showing their before and after, how they went from being a 10, which is the worst that you can rate yourself on anxiety, to having a 0 or a 1 on the anxiety scale. And then in part two, we take a deep dive into environmental toxins. And I show these toxins and how they are killing people's brains and causing massive, massive issues like Parkinson's in people in their 40s, you know, and dementia with people in their 40s. Like, it's scary. But the cool thing is that I show the science behind what these chemicals do. I talk and teach about how less than 10% of these chemicals have any government regulation. So people are coming out with perfumes and personal body care and all this stuff, and there's less than 10% regulation on it. And out of that less than 10%, that is regulated, the government's not even having third parties test this stuff. They're allowing the companies themselves to create their own research and determine whether their products are safe. What? I mean, talk about corruption, wow. You know? And so I go into all of this stuff. And again, then I show case studies of people like the dentist from Boston who was having Parkinson's. And we found out that it was the additive that was put into medical soaps and personal soaps that was supposed to be banned, but we're still finding it in people's blood work. So we know it's still being used. It's called triclosan. And we know that triclosan from research papers, it causes Parkinson's. So once we determined and he had really high levels of it because he was working in a dentist office, washing his hands with this stuff 100 times a day.
Constantly, all day long.
So once we found what the root cause was and he started getting it out of his body, his Parkinson's magically disappeared. Why? Because he didn't have a disease. He wasn't broken. He was poisoning his body using soaps that he thought were safe. And so, you know, and then in part three and part four and part five, we take a deep dive into these different root causes, and then we show real case studies, and then we start teaching the solutions so that people can see how they can heal from their mental health related and brain related issues.
Wow. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And three, you go get into your gut and the impact of medications on your gut. In part four, you talk about mental health conditions, if you're predisposed to them, and neurodegenerative disease. And that could be based on, so we're talking genetics, trauma, beliefs, and emotions.
Yes.
And then in part five, prioritizing your plan of action to start the healing process. So pretty comprehensive, right? We're talking about foods, good and bad, your environment, good or bad, how your gut is responding to medications, predisposal to certain conditions and stuff. I do have a question because you had mentioned it. And obviously, it was the straw that kind of broke the camel's back, as they would say, that you personally have dealt firsthand with suicide in your life. It was your father, you said?
I dealt with it twice in my life.
Twice in your life.
Two family members. It was very It was very disturbing. I was actually... So it's not just the suicide that can really create trauma, because the stories that we create around someone when they do that, if we don't have conscious awareness of our mind and how it creates these stories and what those stories that we create are going to do to our physical body, if we don't have the consciousness around that, yes, we can create some pretty horrible stories around our family members when they create suicide, you know, wondering how much were they suffering, and then creating stories of what they must have been going through and what it was like when they pulled the trigger or however they did it. In both instances with me, they were gunshots to the head. It wasn't just the trauma around that, but it was that I also was asked to identify them at the morgue both times. Nobody else in the family, because nobody else wanted to see what that looks like. And I'm telling you, you can't unsee that once you see it. So it was like a double trauma. It was the trauma of the event, and then also the trauma of, you know, actually having to put my eyes on them to identify them and see what had happened to their faces and their heads after they did something like that.
Oh, I mean, that's just, and then of course you go through like, what could I have done? Right. Why did I not see this? Why did I not, you know,
that's so
it's
common.
Almost like then you it's so common, right? People who find out about a loved one or a friend, someone that they're close with, and then they feel they feel the burden of that to some extent, and they carry that with them. And what would you say to someone that's listening that's dealt with that as you have in such such a an intimate type way, you know, with somebody so close to you. What could you say to somebody dealing with those emotions right now?
If you are ready to stop the cycle of suffering, if you're ready, if you have grieved and you've done the grieving and you're ready, but you can't seem to get off of that broken hamster wheel and you're still suffering and you're ready, please know that you do not have to carry those burdens anymore. You never had to, but you don't have to. And if you want help learning how to break those chains that you have bound yourself to that event and to that person, if you're ready to break those chains that are holding you, we can help you with that. We do a lot of work in the realm of trauma and emotions and mindset and conscious and unconscious belief systems so that we can teach people how to break free of their suffering from events like that. And just please know, like, we're always here for you and we love you and you can heal. It's right there at your fingertips. It just takes awareness that you're ready to end your cycle of suffering and then the willingness to go into different directions. And that's where we come in and we teach our clients, we empower them because we're not just doing a session on them. We are doing more than that. We're teaching them the secrets that all the other professionals and doctors are holding because that's how they get business, right? But this is the thing. There's so many sick people. They all need to know the secrets. Everybody needs to know. You don't have to go to medical school. You don't have to go through all this training. You come through our coaching program and we're going to, yes, we're going to do healing sessions on you and with you, but we're also going to teach you how to use the tools and modalities so that you have that in your own arsenal, in your own toolbox, so that you can stand in your sovereignty and your joy and your freedom and your vitality as one of God's children, the way that you are designed to. And we will help you reconnect to your true self and show you how to break those chains that have been binding you into that suffering.
Well said. Thank you for that message. It's great. I just recently listened to another podcast that was touching on this, the topic of suicide and people, that's a scary conversation for people to have, right? If they've seen the warning signs in someone else that they care about, or the things that they've heard or things that they've noticed or seen. But the best thing to do is actually to be very direct and go to that person and ask them honestly, is this something that you're thinking about? And use the word suicide, say it. Put it out there. Don't walk around it. Like go straight at the issue, because it, as scary as it might be for them to voice it or to talk about it, they want someone to hear them. They want to be heard. They want to talk about it. It has to be out there in order for healing to start to happen.
I think one thing, just something that you mentioned, sometimes there are no signs. Sometimes there are no signs. And then people can rack their brain and create trauma from the story that they create. Well, how come I didn't see the signs? And sometimes there are no visible signs. If you see the signs, then absolutely say something. But sometimes you just don't see the signs and you can't blame yourself. That person made their own choices. And, and the worst thing that we can do is to create a story that we somehow should have saw the signs and that we could have prevented it, because sometimes we just don't see the signs.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Some people are really, really good at hiding things and being like for the sake of a better way to describe it, they have a poker face and they just kind of go about their day, go about their life, and you don't know necessarily what's going on up here or what they're going to bed with or waking up with. They just have a great way of masking it and deflecting it and not allowing themselves to show that to others. So very interesting. So I the perfect candidate for your program is really anybody. Busy moms, high-level executives, athletes, entrepreneurs, people who are looking to not only fix their brain chemistry imbalances, but also to optimize their brain and body performance. And I don't know of anybody that probably on some level wouldn't want to optimize their body and or brain performance, right? We all have our shortcomings. There's always something maybe where we're just coming up a little short on, or an area of our health and well-being that we're kind of missing in our lives. Can you share maybe a transformation or somebody that comes to mind that was part of your masterclass that it really was an amazing transformation that you're, without even naming them, maybe just
actually we have a great one that comes to mind, only because his mother just did a testimonial on our website a couple of days ago. And this kid, he's not a kid anymore. He's about 22 years old now. And his name is Tyler. And he came to us about 4 years ago. And he had come to us when, it wasn't quite that long ago, probably like 3 years ago. He was 19, getting ready to turn 20. He was in his second year of aerospace engineering school, which is a very difficult degree, as you can imagine. And he had been on antidepressant meds since he was 10. And they started him on Prozac, of all the meds. They started him on Prozac. By the time that we got to him, he was on Wellbutrin, about 350 milligrams per day. He had, he was still having some issues, but it just kind of dulled the intensity of his depression. It dulled the intensity of his anxiety. It dulled the intensity of his suicide ideation, but he still had all of those things and had had them for quite some time. And his mom found us through our mental health masterclass, the one that we're talking about. I ended up having the honor to have a call with this young man. And as you can imagine, being of an engineering degree, this holistic model just didn't, it sounded like hocus pocus to him. But his mom knew that because we were data driven, that that was going to be able to change his mind. And ironically, a lot of the men who work with us, if they're not feeling well, they are engineers. They're very, very data driven minded. They're very analytical minded, and they love our approach. And so, after my call with him, he was 100% on board, which I was super excited about, because I was able to show him case studies. I was actually able to show him data and how we were going to track his progress. And I was able to really help convince him that you are not broken. You've just never had anybody work with you in this manner to really find out what the root causes were. And so we started doing a bunch of testing with him, and we discovered, just like everybody else, he had a little bit of all of the root causes. Like, he had a lot of stuff going on. And I was able to show him through the published research how this mold was creating an issue with his dopamine that was creating these symptoms. How the gut issues that he was having was creating an issue with his serotonin that was creating these symptoms, and so I was able to show him all this stuff. And we worked with him for an entire year to clean up his body, clean up his mind, because your mind can be a massive toxin. The way that you think, the beliefs you have, the stored emotions, the trapped emotions, the trapped traumas, all those things, even generational trauma. He was able to discover some generational trauma. So in his lineage, he had some family members that went through some horrific, horrific things over in Europe. And when an individual undergoes trauma, it changes your DNA, and it is passed down for 6 to 7 generations. That's all data. It's all research. So we know that. So we were able to go in and break the genetic bonds of the trauma, because that trauma was stored in DNA. So some of the issues he was having were not even things that developed in his lifetime. They were from previous lives. And we were able to basically, in essence, upgrade his DNA. And then at the end of his first year, after looking at his labs, looking at his progress, I said to him, Tyler, you are ready to start weaning off of your 350 milligrams of Wellbutrin in year two. You're ready. He was like, oh my God, I'm excited and I'm scared too. You know, for a lot of people, it's really scary, especially if they've tried to come off their medication once and had a really bad reaction to trying to stop it. Within 4 months, he was off of 350 milligrams. He was able to taper down from 350 milligrams down to zero within right under a four-month time frame, tracking all of his tapering as he went each day, following our guidelines that he had given to his doctor, who agreed to it, right? And he was able to get off of it. And so in less than a year and a half, this young man healed from all of the different issues that he had, and he was able to get off of a massively high dose of an antidepressant that he had been on for 10 years.
10 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh. And it's just, that's amazing. I love it. Phenomenal. God bless the kid. Everybody's a kid, even if he's 22.
That's right.
I'm almost 50, so everybody's a kid.
Well, you know, I always still call him a kid. We went to his graduation last year. He graduated and my husband and I flew out to his graduation and spent the weekend with his family celebrating. And it was just really, really beautiful to see him, how his light is shining now. And he was able to overcome something that, you know, he thought he was broken. He thought something was wrong with him. And now he knows there was nothing wrong with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. He just had some baggage that he needed to be able to get rid of there. And it's one way of looking at it, right? Because I don't know a 10-year-old that really, in my mind, should be on just medication for life. You know, it's like there's got to be another way.
I know.
There has to be a natural approach to fix what is not functioning correctly. In something in the lifestyle, right? Something with the nutrition. And it, like you said, it's not one thing. And I think that's the big takeaway is you're at where you're at, not typically because of just one thing, one way that you've been doing things, one way that you're eating or sleeping or exercising or not, or handling stress or not, or the environment you're in. It's a combination of these things. And until you can really assess all of these different areas of your life and take stock with the help of a professional to see, like, where am I deficient in all these different areas? Like, what could it be? What are the five things that could be in this area? And go down that line. Like you said, this is what you're getting out of this program, is you can take this deep dive in all of these different areas of your life to come to health the right way and not just continue to put Band-Aids on cuts that require some stitching and surgery there, so to speak. So this is fantastic. So so people listening, this is a very special week now. They can go to the links in the show notes and they can take part in this masterclass. Tell them a little bit more about why this particular week is special for our listeners.
Yes, this particular week is super, super special because we only launch this masterclass once a year, twice if we're lucky. And we typically have viewers from all over the world in multiple countries joining us. And so this isn't something that you can watch at any time. And this is going to be a live masterclass. So my team and myself will be live each day for each part of the series. And so we're super, super excited to have you join. Registration, you can register at the link below. And yeah, I really, really look forward to having you join us. If you're looking for some real answers and solutions that are data-driven and proven, then please come and join me. Share this link with all of your friends and family who you think could benefit. And let's do some healing together.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Elena, or Dr. V, as you've been referred to, I've seen. I love it. I actually used to work with it. I think I told you in our call previously that I worked for a guy who went by Dr. V, and it was his last name was Van Ostrand, so it was a mouthful. So Dr. V, it just makes it easier for people, right? If they have they see a big long word and they go, "Ooh, I like one letter."
It's easier.
That's great. It's easier, right? Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this, to, again, talk about your personal struggles and your triumphs and really coming back from a very scary point in your life. And so, obviously, I think the credibility factor is very high there. And I think most people, they find when they see strength in others and that comeback story, you know, that kind of like Rocky type comeback story, that's really, I think, what bonds people or connects people to others. And really, you're speaking from experience. It's authentic, and it's just real. And you're doing a real service here in how you're able to help people, take control of their mental health and their overall health and well-being. So thank you so much for the work that you do and for being on the show again.
Thank you so much, Chris. Wonderful. I look forward to jumping on with you in the future. You. There's so many fun things we can talk about. Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no shortage of conversation when getting talking about the brain, as I alluded to at the start. And we've been going down that road many times here on Strong by Design. Thank you, listeners, for, again, choosing our show. We so much appreciate you. If you could hit 5 stars or leave us a review of any kind, let us know about this particular show, what it means to you, or just our past episode, or just our podcast in general. We would love to hear from you for sure. And please share this episode, as Dr. V alluded to, with a friend or family member who could benefit from the message today, because I'm sure there's somebody in your life that you know that could benefit from the words in this last hour plus. So thanks again, and we'll be back next week, as always, here on Strong by Design. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to the Strong by Design podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe so that more people can find out about our show. Plus, you don't want to miss any future episodes with the amazing guests and topics we have lined up for you.